This is Bronson Hermuth. I'm sitting here with Jake McVay from Iowa. He's on tour playing Fanfare. Jake, thank you for coming, man.
It's great to be here.
So you got into town coming from Michigan?
Yep. Clear up Watersmeet, Michigan, a casino up there.
So you're playing a lot of casinos now?
Yeah, casinos, fairs, anything I can get my foot in the door at, you bet.
What part of Iowa are you from?
Originally, like southeast Iowa.
What town were you born?
Washington, I was born in. After that, we moved around quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, and then I lived in Burlington, Minneapolis area for quite a while, too.
So how did you get started in music in the first place? Did you just have it in school and you liked it?
Well, my father was a drummer. My mother was a piano player. I mean, I always grew up with music. I mean, started playing bass guitar when I was like 9.
And that was your first instrument?
Yeah, first instrument. Then keyboard or piano, went to piano and tried drums, tried everything until guitar and singing stuck. So
was your folks the ones that were teaching you, or you were teaching yourself?
Mostly myself. Yeah, I just listened to a lot of music, you know,
like play along with the radio.
Yeah.
Play along with the record player.
Yeah.
Thing,
and they get your hands on. Yeah.
So the first time you played for money,
I would probably have been 11.
And what was that?
It was a buffalo roast.
A buffalo roast? Yeah. Like a wild game?
Yeah,
thing, kind
yeah,
of?
Like, yeah, a wild game thing. Yeah.
When did you, is the first time that you formed a band and actually, you know, decided that you were going to do this for a living?
I would say probably when I was like 19 is when I really started hitting it real heavy. I mean, I was always in and out of bands and stuff, but when I hit 19, I really started taking it more serious and really did what I had to do to get from point A to point B. And yeah, went through a lot of bands, but you know, a lot of musicians, I mean, it's just the way it is, but, you know, it really helped out quite a bit. I learned a lot to get from, you know, where I was to get to where I am now. So
you've got your new album that came out.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jake McVay, Unknown Highway.
Yep.
Number one on the independent charts.
Yep, the song Unknown Highway hit number one about, I think it was 3-4 weeks ago. Cashbox did a nice little article about it, and yeah, worked out pretty good for me. Helped increase a little bit of the pay on some of the venues. So
so now, how did you get into songwriting?
Johnny McCollum.
Pappy.
Old Pappy, you bet, man. We, you know, just I was buddy of his, or but I was in this guy's band, Dave Mathias, and he was working with Pap, you know, writing.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I'd like to come down sometime. And I mean, if you know Dave, you know someone can be very, you know, it's just very protective of who they're with, you know, especially in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Oh, sure.
So went down and started doing some writing with him after they did their project, and just been writing. I mean, the guy calls me all the time with new song ideas, and we still do quite a bit. But yeah, I think we've probably written anywhere from 300 to 500 songs. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
He's something else, ain't he?
Yeah,
you know, Johnny, you know, he brought my band, the Ozone Rounders, down to Nashville in 1983
to
record. We recorded some of his songs. One was a song he wrote called I should have remembered that. Now, we did four songs, but there was one that's in particular. Oh, Cowboy, You're America.
Okay.
Dave Dudley had cut it, but he cut it like a dirge, really slow.
Mm-hmm.
And Johnny saw the Ozone Rounders play up in Fort Madison and approached us about coming to Nashville and doing our thing to it in the mode of to try to make it where Charlie Daniels would want to record it.
Right.
You know, so that's what we did. And that's it. So I've known, you know, as you know, I go way back with Johnny, too.
Oh, yeah.
I think Johnny's had 50 cuts.
Something like that. He's had quite a few. I mean, stuff with John Michael Montgomery,
Barbara Mandrell, Tiny Tim,
yeah,
cut one of his songs.
Even Toby Keith. So from the old to the new, I mean, he's done a little bit of everything.
So now a lot of the songs that are on here are co-written,
yep,
with some of the Nashville's greatest writers.
Yeah, I've been lucky. I mean, just went through a lot of John's catalog and stuff, and the people he's written with, and it's just worked out pretty good. I mean, plus I had a couple that I wrote on there with him, co-wrote, and it's just, you know, I've met a lot of good people down here, and it's just, it's the place to be, that's for sure.